separates Haridalit. Din most per maniyim. Chayv kol odom litain lepochus shteimat adas shneyaniyim. So the chiyuv is to give two matanas, one each to a aniyim.
So shtei matanas meaning one
to each. We paskin. That a husband and a wife account as two. You know, you're helping two people, so that's called giving to two people. Unless you're only giving them the amount, which would be the equivalent for giving one to one person. Whatever the shear is, you give enough that you're giving to both of them. Okay. Okay, so now, so that's that. That's the dinner matanas of the other. That's it. Done. The Ramah moves into the Komas as a shekel. So, which matanas of the other is a mikra din. It's a chiyuv garment to give. Matanas of the shekel was a minig. Zeichet to the matanas of the shekel, which Chai Yisrael gave after chiyuv, is much makes me standing. So we give a zecher for that. So maybe let's do this. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah on the first part, Aleph Beis and Gimel, and the Biralochas, then we'll go back and see the Ramah. Kol Adam, Benisha, Benisha. So the Chiyuv applies to men and women. So now the question, if it applies to women, so exactly how exactly do you deal with this issue of giving? She's married, she doesn't know what to give. So whatever she has, there are some individual women who have own property, etc., they can give, but most women, they don't really own anything. They're married and the money goes to the husband. So what do you do? So many places say that, you know, the husband can give for the wife and that's sufficient.
The husband gives to the wife?
Gives for the wife.
Right.
There are some people which are machmer and say that the situation would be proper for the man can't give money to his wife directly. He can give it to somebody else to be for the wife, and now it belongs to the woman. Then he can give it, she can give it, or he can give it for her. But it actually be marked to make sure that it belongs to her. It applies to children also. To children, the father can be marked it to his child.
Why can't you?
He has to take that which he's received and give some of it away to another Oni. You have to get two matanas to two anim. Surely to Michael, most it can be money, it can be food. I'm not sure how much this is. So it says matanos avionim. Not clear what that is. Lushay ritva kosav. Feel a shtei prutus. Shema prutus chashuba matana. We see another shema prutus worth it. It's considered matana and halacha. So even if it be two prutus, I will love it pachas. Not less than that. You know, so we grapple with this. This number nowadays becomes like, you know, basically farcical. 3 cents, so you give 6 cents, okay? 3 cents to him, 3 cents to him. You gave matanas of Yadim. That's probably not what Chazal had in mind. Shabur seems to go with it. If you look at the Shari Shub over here, he brings the second line of and Shari Shuva Aleph. He brings a Maxik Bracha, the Maxik Bracha Kosev. Bain Shom Hashem Azari Yaakov. Yeah, you see that? It's in the assuming you have the same print as mine. It'll be in the second line of the wide lines. Middle of the line. Bain Shom Hashem Azari Yaakov. Yeah.
And second white line. Bain Shom.
Bain Shin. Hashem Azari Yaakov.
Oh yes.
She knows the most. Sorry, she eats in sheer. She eats a gimel bayim oichel. It has enough money to buy 3 bayis worth of food. And if you're giving actual food, you have to give 3 bayim a pass. Came near lefumria. So that's what he understands. According to, like, you know, it'll be the assumption. Literally, as you're running along, that'd be the simple flow of the thought process. If he's a mechalik, then he's mono. Generally, finding the scene means a pruta. I'm zochim. Perhaps Shalom and Rashi Kozim Bechulin. Eshperk Rashi the Gash. Eitan loy Mishkol Hey Sloyim Lasses Meir No Begat Kotim. Shemat Eitan loy Sheheba Kadei Matana. So you see over there the Chazal use Lashon Kadei Matana means more than a pruta. It means enough that you could do something with. So they're talking about giving enough wool and Rashi the Gash that you can make a small garment out of it. Because we're Rambam Perik. So maybe that would be the parallel. He says he challenges it. Fine. So he doesn't seem to give a final definitive. The Zer Yaakov himself is specific about it. But I think that, you know, according to that, you would argue if you have enough money, the person could buy a basic meal for himself. So he can go into the store and buy some bread and buy some can of tuna fish and something to drink, and he has a meal. So it costs him to give him $5. He can make a meal out of it. Right? So it would be $10, something along those lines. Anything which you give more and above that, you can use my money for. The bottom line amount, the required amount you must give, you cannot use my money for. Okay. Shabur Vaiter. If I have a meal and you have a meal, so that's such thing you have, you know, the common issue they had in Europe, you know, people were very poor. People would just exchange meals. So that counts. I gave you a meal. You gave me a meal, okay? That's your. But that's, you know, the reciprocity doesn't take away what I did. Back in the Mishnah Berurah.
Same one meal, they would have the house. One would give and then he would get it back. Or each their own meal, they would have the
house. Reuven would give his meal to Shimon, and Shimon would give the meal to Reuven. So he's accomplished giving to one person.
There's a total of 2 meals?
There are 2 meals here. Yeah. Right. If a person is impoverished, we said before, he has to give. So the answer is he can give to them, and then they can give it back to him. You know, one on he gives another on him. Now, even though he can't make it conditional, Mr. Burr, we'll see in the Berloch, raises the question. Is that valid over here? He raises that as a possibility. He's not sure. So he can't make it conditional. But, you know, if they want to arrange it, they can arrange it. So he can give to him a yotze, and he can give to him a yotze.
House is different.
I cost him in the Prima Gaudium nearly the Chafil Tzarek leads to the Abyan number royally honest man of a Purim.
Yes.
To be someone she can benefit on Purim. Michael and Moral Shir. So therefore, I remember there was a Menashe Klein had a shayla about him. I give it only a check. So give it only a check, and the purple is out on a Sunday. He can't go to the bank and cash a check. So you're not your same. That was the question which somebody had suggested. He said no, because you could be machlum a check with somebody. Someone will give you cash for the check. He goes out the bank. People will take the check, but you saw from the point of the conversation was, had that been correct, then you would be no way at all to use the check on the day of Purim. You would cannot be yurtze. It has to be someone you can use that day. Shtei matanis. Zel me dinner. That's the minimal amount. Minimum. Our emes mutzav harvest from matanis of yonim. The harvest b'shudosha b'shluch manas of reho. This is a quote from the Rambam. That's proper. You should spend more money on matanis of yonim than spending the money on having a nice meal or having mishloach manas. Shein simcha gadola umafoyer raw. There's no greater simcha and glorious simcha ella the simach leiva niyim yisem ramanus to make people which are impoverished and difficult circumstances happy. You're asking that he calls it, he defines himself as one who takes care of the downtrodden. Okay. Take a look at the beer lacha. Lita the pachas. Mr. Pakti. Matanah the Evian Imahani al the Amanas Lahakser. He raised the Supreme God of it. But Matanah Amanas Lahakser, we know the Kultur Kula, is called you gave. So with that word, buy over here.
Rather, each person owes his half of the sister.
Mishloach bonus lo mahani. Mishloach bonus will not work. He mitzvah Michael Amashka. She's from before. The mitzvah is to give him something they will benefit from. So Matanah Zahachzer has a shame of a mice and a sina, but it doesn't have a shame that you're in the henna from it because you have to give it back. You can't use it. You can't eat it. So the way Mishabur seems to present that requirement applies at least for sure lechavkila to Matanah Zahachzer. Also, you give him something you can benefit from. If you give him a yamal amanas lahachzer, he can't benefit from. So he's a sof. As a shekel, imatalka maniim yotzin yedei matanos abyan. That which you have a minute imatamach as a shekel, you don't have to give twice. You give as a shekel money to aniim, as opposed to using it for the shul or whatever it is. So that's the form of matanos abyan. Okay. So it has to be something we saw. That's something they're going to benefit from in Purim. So if you use them before Purim, they might use it before Purim. It comes out in Purim. You have not benefited that. Minig oil is to cut in Purim, but the minig is to be given beforehand. It has to be dafka in Purim. So how do you understand that? So Gemara dal karcha noisin. So Master Shekel says the answer is even if you're giving beforehand, the probabilities are very high you'll end up giving something for him also. You can be yotze with that. So even if you give out beforehand, now what they have, a lot of these different stock organizations, we give it to them before Purim, they actually give it to the Ani and Purim, so they're my shliach to give on Purim. That's okay. So he's talking about actually giving it to them, putting it on his hands.
Even if you say the half sister but absolutely belongs to Mr. A,
which he then might consume. So that's what he said. That's not proper.
You can't carry that for
okay.
That sister because
of when is the mitzvah start?
There's no wall separating them.
Starts by day. So it's all an interesting question. But well, even you know, it's more than just a question that starts by day. Mishabur mentioned that Mishabur, you know, quotes the Mogen Rump in the name of the Shloah, the idea of saying, having in mind the Shechiyonah to be Yotzer Mitzvah. So if I do the mitzvah for the Megillah, so I already did it before the Shechiyonah.
If you did the mitzvah of Shalach Manos before Megillah, you said?
I'll hop around and walk in the davening and I'll give it out before davening. So, but if you want to have the idea that the Shechiyonah you say by the creation of the Shechiyonah, you're going to say in the morning, is you have in mind for the Shalach Manos also, too late. You already did the mitzvah. You're a kind mitzvah, you do it yourself, and there's no Shechiyonah on yourself. Shechiyonah is a meek mitzvah. Sardim don't say Shechiyonah by day. We don't have that whole. Well, so you do whatever you want. That being said, the Mishabur did not tell you to have a mind for Matanis of Yonim. He said have a mind for Sudas Purim and Mishloach Bonus. Besides Kriyas Megillah, obviously. I think I had one year that, you know, the Gabbai announced in Yeshiva, and I corrected him on the spot. He says that the Shachiyonim should have a mind for Shloach Bonus and for Sudas Purim. I said, please repeat that again. You should have a mind for Kriyas Megillah, Shloach Bonus and Sudas Purim. I tell you, only for that, not for this. You know, that's not the point. It's only Shekhar Yom HaDeh, because that's when you're doing, that's when the mitzvah is relevant. Shekhar Yom HaNeh wouldn't really make sense, because there's no mitzvah yet.
So the Shekhar Yom by night is
just
for
Mikra Priyo.
Yeah. And for Svardim.
That's it. For the Kriya of the night and of the day, because we look at it. You already said Shachiyon on the midst of Kriya.
It's one day, is that why? Right. It's one, because the Kriyas are both in the same day.
That's not two separate. There's a mitzvah to read by night and then read again by day. So you've already said Shachiyon. That's a person who blows Shofar twice. I already said Shachiyon on blowing Shofar. So I'm blowing again, but it's all part of the same concept.
Uh-huh. Right. So even those farms say Shachiyon once at night.
You can't have the mitzvah of Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos doesn't exist yet, so it's only by day, so you can't say Shachiyonu. There's no reason to have it mind for it. It's not here yet. Shachiyonu is always when the mitzvah comes. You say Shachiyonu, we've arrived to this time to have this mitzvah. I don't have the mitzvah yet. So I told you that the Hezber, you know, so the Shlom himself mentions Matanis of Yonim also. The Magen Rav does not mention Matanis of Yonim. The Shabur follows the Magen Rav. Since the Shabur follows the Shlom, he mentions all Matanis of Yonim also. They see the argument is Matanis of Yonim really just a tzedakah concept? It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah on Purim. So you can't say Shachiyonu. Shachiyonu means a mitzvah which comes from his mom's zman. There's a mitzvah tzedakah on Erev Purim also. There's a mitzvah tzedakah on the day after Purim also. There's nothing unique about this mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make sure you give some stock on board.
That's why you don't say a bracha. That's the same reason you don't say a bracha.
The general question, when you say a bracha on stock, every time you give stock.
Right.
And that'd be a general question, why that's so. Rashi says it's totally about the chair, but I'm not going to take it. Other two attempts that I give, something which would be a logical thing, someone doesn't apply to it. So the Goyim also have such a concept. But apparently the Shlom himself understood that it was not a stalker concept. It was a concept to make it, it was part of Simchas Purim. Part of Simchas Purim is that the same way you're celebrating and you're enjoying a meal and you're sharing your manos with other people, they should also celebrate. You also make sure that the Niyam are celebrating by having money for a meal. So that being said, so that's unique to Purim, this concept. It's not stalker. It's drawing everybody close into the simple. So you should have a section of Shachiyonu on that. So that would be the argument. That being said, logic dictates that the argument whether the Shir is a Pruta or a Shir is a Shir Suda should be told this book. If it's stalker, the Shir is always a Pruta. If it's this Purim, the concept to make sure that everybody has what to celebrate with, so then the Shir would be a Shir Suda. It seems to be there's a lot of different applications of this machloikas. Okay. Zakta Ramah. So that's Matanis of Yonim. Hey, just one more point, just to talk about one more point. What's an Evyon? Definition of an Evyon. So the Rosh Hashulchan says that the word, we know the Torah uses the word, it's an Oni, there's an Evyon. So he says over here they've been used interchangeably. Even though the Torah Rashi points out that the word Evyon indicates a person who's more impoverished than a regular Oni, over here it just means an Oni. So whoever will meet the criteria of an Oni for Hilchos Tzedaka would be valid for Matanis of Yonim. That's what the Rosh Hashulchan says. There is a suggestion some people have that no, over here the Ksuvim use the word Evyon. reference specifically to they have the reference of Evian of the Torah, which Rashi says that it means he's toy of the Chodavra. He has much nothing. A person can have something and still be called an Ani.
The Chaber hold not like that.
So the Machaber is Lashon Amaniyim, which it sounds like he's not being Machra in that Chumra of Dafka and Evian. So. But the, I think the standard assumption is like the Aruch HaShulchan the more the person needs your help, and the more you help him, so the more mitzvah it is. Fine.
Even without the water flowing back and forth,
that some say there's a minute to give before Purim. You should give before Purim. Masis min amabeya kabua ba'isim malka ba'isim. A half of the main denomination of that place and time. So we live in a country where the main coin or denomination is called a franc. So a half a franc, a half of a pound, a half of a mark, a half of a dollar. Zecher the master's a shekel, show you noise them Bador. Zecher for the master shekel, which Kleisel gave to the base of Mikdosh in the month of Bador. Hey. It says three times that they're giving Shuma. Parsha is the beginning of Parsha's Kisiso. So Yesh Litin Sholosh, you should give three coins. When do you give it? So the Rambam says Yesh Litin Baleil Purim. You should give Baleil Purim. Kadam Sheispal Mincha. It means he's going to understand over here. It means. Erev Purim before the Davin Minuch. That's the minute. The Mishabur will actually bring a different minute. So in our places, what you would give, there was a coin known as a Gedolim, a large coin. You should give three half of those of that coin. The only coin in their coinage which refers to as a half gadol. Medina's Oistreich in Austria. Itnu gimel chatzoye wiener. Over there they had a coin called a wiener, and there's something called a chatzi wiener, so that's also called a maxis, and you can give that also. So I don't know what that means, the maisa. So let's hear in England they have a half pence. They have a half of a penny. They become called a half pence. They also have a half pound. So, you know, is the point of this Rambam, and I'm not familiar with the coinage, that, you know, you don't have to give, and over there they have something called a chatzi wiener besides having a chatzi gadol. So therefore, over there you can give the chatzi wiener, you don't have to give the chatzi gadol. You can give you can give a half pence also. So then you get three half pence, a penny and a half, you know, and done with it. I don't know.
Over here we don't call a quarter a half of a half dollar.
Right. The only thing we call a half is a half dollar. Fine. The chiyuv applies as a zecher for the Masas Hashekel. Masas Hashekel kicked in. The chiyuv of the Masas Hashekel was when you were 20 years old. That's the psukim that each person over the age of 20 and up has to give the Masas Hashekel. So therefore, it really doesn't apply to anybody under that age. And the Mishnah Berurah will talk about that. Now it doesn't say what you do with these coins, right? Says that you give this maxis. What do you do with it? So we saw the loss of the beer lacha was, and if you end up giving the master shekel to a niyim, so then you may get to matanas of yon. I mean, suddenly there's another option. There's another possibility what you might do with it. So he says some will have a minute besides the three to give another one. It's stalker. So he says, that's not our minute. So the minute is giving four, it sounds like. They are So the Bir Loch over here raises this question of giving a chatzi grush, which was a very small coin. He says, Pasha, you should be yotze with that. He sees a mice, it doesn't sound like it's a mebeach chashuva klal. It sounds like he's not uncomfortable. Fine, let's see Mishabura. Dollar bill for them. So the boss at the minute is to give it before Mincha, in the evening of as you're going into Purim, before Mincha. And then like our minute is to give it, and then like a Shachar's kind of Kriyas Megillah, they give it on Purim before Kriyas Megillah, Magen Avraham. But actually, like in the Machzor Shekel cut a Mincha, Mishabura said, however, it seems to be gone back to what it was. We actually give it on Machzor Shekel before Mincha, going into Purim. In the morning, you give the money for the Megillah mentioned, which is the Matan Shavir.
If you expand it to
So the idea of giving it on our minute to give it on Tanis Esther by Mincha time was because the Tanis is a Kapora element, and this, the Master Shekel was a Kapora element, so it makes sense to do the Kapora element of the Master Shekel on Tanis Esther. Mentioned Shana Umalo. So the Das Rabbi Avadim Ibar Tanura. So we ask you, where does Mishabura quote the Rav, the Rabbi Ibar Tanura? Here it is. Okay. I will test the Yom Tov. Because the Poskim Chol, Shaposkim Chol, Kimasirlu, the Mi Ben Yud Gimel Umalo, Shubachal Ish Chayv Masas Hashem. Once he's bar mitzvah, the minute kicks in. So even though the true master shekel did not kick in until later, but the zecher starts at the age of 13. Okay. He says, in the minute goes to invite you, give it your young children also. The woman who's pregnant would give for her the unborn child also. Somebody else said the minute applies even to give for the women and the children. So he brings over here. What?
What does he say for the women that are not
pregnant? No, Mishabura doesn't mention what's with the women in general. So the woman's giving for the child. Well, it was Zman Chazal, when the Mikdash stood, it was only it was for men. It wasn't for women. So, once you tell me that we extend the minig not only to age 20, but to age 13, not only that, even to age when he's a cotton, so maybe we extend the women also. So, the most of the deer show over here, they bring that Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and
whether it is
here
within the
Revozner all say that the meaning is to give for women also.
So the
Tanakhama
is
named,
the
Tanakhama
says,
and then applies to the Zoras also. As long as, and then he brings for Mr. Corrales, he says, Mikra did, there's no fee of the gift for Master Shekel for women. But there's somebody who had a meaning to give for them also. And he brings from the disciple did not give for the women Master Shekel. So, if you want to be frum, you could be frum, but you don't want to be frum.
Which way?
To give from
the
women,
or from
Minhag's to win, give it, huh? Yeah, the minhag is to give.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah seems like he's saying,
but it doesn't really discuss girls.
And exactly. And he's saying Yishim and Berurah, and not
Yishim and Mishnah. No, the point was that she would give for the unborn child.
Yeah. Right, now they're assuming it's a boy. Assuming it's a boy fetus.
I don't know what that is.
Doesn't say.
Once the father started giving, he can't stop. That means we had already Bisman Chazal, Bisman Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the idea that a father would start giving for the child under the age of the Mishnah to give for him. But the point of the Mishnah was once you start, it becomes a netter, you can't stop. Okay. Now the Bir Lochav here deals with a situation where these people are trying to give this coin, which is, you know, might be very expensive for them, this half gadol or whatever it is. So what they would have is the following situation: the Gabit Tzlaka would procure three of those and they'd put it on the collection plate, and each person would come along and pick it up in the kindness and then donate it. So he fulfilled the minimum, give him three maxes asher. Three maxes of this coin, because he couldn't afford to give that amount on his own. Right. Then he should give it. Then he would put it in, and now it belongs to the stock again. And the next person would come and do the same process. So it's given on al das, and everybody could do that. And then they would give something, whatever they could afford, they would give something to as a donation
afterwards.
So he says that's acceptable. However, I do think that it's very clear from the Mishnayos of the Masachek, which Klai so gave at the time of the Mikdash, they didn't have to give Dafka Masas Hashek. They could give any financial equivalent.
Yeah, there's like a Nosif amount or something too, or something.
There was a Nosif. If you give them another thing, you have to go through the process of exchanging. So it's also Ketubah giving a shekel together. So there's going to be exchange cost.
Exchange rate.
But again, exchange rate, fine, same. But that's the idea that you don't have to give it actually. You know, so giving three. If I want to put $1.50 into the thing, I don't need $3.50. Uh-huh. I can put $1 and 2 quarters, and I'm fine. So it's not a dafka $3.50. So this point was they weren't giving the equivalent value of $3.50. So they couldn't afford it. They're giving 5 cents. Uh-huh. So, but they want to be right to the minute because they give $1.50. So they picked up the $1.50 coins and they donated. But that's not relevant to us nowadays. Nobody's. People, they pick up the money there, they put it back down. Because they don't need to do that. There is a sheet that holds that you have to give, you know, $3.50, and it's very hard to support it based on the Mishnah. Unless you tell me that, you know, the minhag has an advance beyond. Anyway, the whole minhag is it's people under the age of 20, it's even women, you know. So we're also advancing at the point you have to give $3.50. Okay, I don't know.
And the three is because we mentioned Truma three times, though.
Right, and Kisi's.
There's nothing about it being actual silver.
Also, there's no such requirement, Mikra, that, you know, Master Shekel was the shield of Master Shekel. That coin was silver. I could argue nowadays giving old half dollar coins might not be a key of the minute. If you give more than $1.50 worth, the minute is $1.50 worth. Three half coins or whatever the coin was for that minute. So I'm giving each coin for $5. So I just get $50 worth. So I didn't give $1.50. I gave $15.
But then you shouldn't give more than $1.50 if you're doing $1 and 2 quarters.
You shouldn't give more than $1.50. Not so shekel. You should give more than shekel. I told you, give whatever you want. The people say, and they throw $20 in because it's supposed to be a lot of money to master shekel. It doesn't bother me.
Don't the way get distributed to Matan Savionim?
It gets distributed to me, right? I'm saying, but
you're saying you're
conceptually
what's your dash? And then the whatever it is.
The not community is, let's say, I have a person which I feel it's proper to support him. He says, but I can't necessarily argue he's full fledged body that has the demon. So if you give it to me as Matan Savionim, I can't use it for that. If you give it to me as a stalker, I would like to say it's a godly stalker. This is the person who's supposed to get stuck. So for me, the Master Shekel money is a little bit easier.
Instead of saying, not necessary,
me as a godly stalker. So I said, hey, yeah, give a lot of money off the check. It makes life easier for me. But the bottom line, for you, like, you know, you're not really accomplishing that much by doing that. Okay. Bays. Emeshan and Mos Purim Mustak Acheres. Lavka Gaboy, but only Yochalas is by Mashi Yirtz. So, what does it mean? So, Yishmer, Bob. Emeshan and Mos Purim. Hainu Mos Shagoba is some of Gaboy, the Kalkam, and Neem, and Sudas Purim. They went around town, and people contributed to that Neem should have what they need for a Sudas Purim.
Right.
So, guys, wow, get a lot of money here. We're not going to give all this money to the Neem to use to Sudas Purim. Let's give some of them now for Sudas Purim. We'll save money later on to give them for other purposes. So, you can't do that. And Yochel Shanois and Bloimer, Dayan Rapachas, the Neem can do well with less of this full amount.
Right.
And Moshe Yapil, Kishon Stoko, use them for other Stoko purposes. You can't do that. So, what do you do? Avalochin, a Golem, the Roy, Becholamos, and Moshe Shalom, you speak. So you give out as much nice good food as you can. So you spend more money on the food, have nicer food.
So what does he say?
You don't end up, you know, using all the food. So you'll sell it, and you'll use that money for stock.
Right. So
So once you had intent to give it, that gets a bit of a netter. Now I normally netter has to be expressed verbally, but Tom the seer loop. So he's going with the shita which holds. That stock yesha din hektish. What's unique about Hektish is that Hektish, it says Nadiv Leib Oilus. You're giving a carbon Oila and you're basing your Nadiv Leib. Once you've decided to give it, you have to give it. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, you're contemplating, you're thinking about it. Once a person comes to a final, definite decision in his mind to do it, he's mechayev to do it. Which is not true by a normal letter. You have to actually express it. So he's holding that stalker, he gets the same din. So once you've decided you're going to give this money out of Purim, and you truly have decided, it's done. You got to do it. You can't back out.
As much as they're going to allow a mechitza, they will also have allowed a shabbat.
I don't know if they made the decision.
But according to Avyechon, those words are more difficult. Avyechon understands that.
So,
the Raisa,
one of the models of being from is we're OCD about these things. Their minds play games about them, you know. You know, didn't I? So, the best thing is to try and be a little bit. So, create some, you know, interesting, you know, situations. I had a mind to give the Oni X this money, so that Pasha's now I have a Christ to give that Oni. And meanwhile, you know, the guy's coming around the shul, you know, asking for the doves. Okay, I'll give him when he gets them. I'll give him, you know. Then he never gets to me. So you know, it's really there are the potential for this concept being challenging. Or you have a situation which happened to me one time. The person refused my money because he felt it was too small. Too little.
It's not logical because Chazal would split hairs.
So now what do I do?
You can't tell me they allow hanging walls for water, and not they allow hanging walls in
jail. So I once heard a tape from a rehearsal chef there that he had this experience. So he mentioned he was once talking to Rabbanish, Rabban Shrier, Rabbanish Finkel. Rabbanish said, you know, that happens to me, you know, it happens multiple times. You have this in the end that, you know, you'll give him a small amount of money, a small coin, and then he says he's not happy with it, he'll give it back. So he has in mind, before he gives it, that the only doesn't accept it, he has no intention to be Maktish. He's, you know, careful in that, this concern that you're being Maktish.
There's no answer.
Okay.
Either.
On Ani's part. Yeah, you must take this. You
know.
Now, there are some persons who say that you're allowed to give from one to another as long as it's the same type of need, that's still called stalker. Your Nadiv Leib was the midst of stalker. It's not Masuyim to any specific Ani. Now, if you had money in mind to give for Akosis Kala, and this other Ani doesn't need it, he needs something else, he needs for refuah, that's an issue. But if you had a mind to give for Akosis Kala, and this person needs, and this person needs, so it's not a problem to switch from one to the other. So that's really, you know, the simple aid is to make sure that you give it. to some, for the mice, some people are machman. The sagach eris zayin. If yesh minig boys a year lost his most permakaz, and it's with other people take some of the money, per money, they give it to the chazan.
And if they didn't allow
kashim
they wouldn't have allowed
him to keep it. When people they were contributing, they're giving, contributing, intending that it'll go for the chazan. I will enough keep his zayin matan stav yoinim. I feel him a chazan hawani. Even if the chazan is impoverished, you're not yoitza with this for stav yoinim. Why? They came into Bechlal Stiris a chazan. This chazan basically it was set up that this is part of the way he got pranasa. They'd pay him for his work. They'd give him money and pour him. So then, how they pray a chayva matanas of yoinim? You can't use your matanas of yoinim to pay off your chiyuv that you owe money. I owe the chazan money, as it were. This is part of his how he gets paid. So you have to take the money and give it out to aniyim. Then you can be yoitz. Otherwise, you won't be happy yoitz. Now, this halacha that you can't switch is the gaboyim's problem.
Maybe
the gabay is not does not have power to do that. But if the city council, which runs what's done in the city, will intend to say that which they really have the chrayas of taking care of the aniyim. So maybe it's always given all das them that they're going to take care of the needs of the city. Right now they said the needs of the city is to give us money for a different type of stucco. Maybe they have that power now. So that's a machlokes. All you can do with Masha Yirtzu. Test. So the government wants to start to support it. It says they come to Mr. Ani. So Mr. Ani, he hears money for your Yisudas Purim. Everybody gave for Yisudas Purim. He says, I'm not using my Sudas Purim. I'm going to use it for something else. So what, something they hate?
In other words, Rabbi
Yehuda
does not hold
that the sukkah
works for the
right. Okay. So, the shark tzarach. So he could use it for something else. He can do whatever he wants.
He
says, wow, now I have money to buy my wife a nice dress for Yom Tov. So he can do that. As much as they point out the Mishabura way back when, or way ahead when, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the first seven Hilchos Shabbos, it talks about giving, you know, make sure everybody has mentioned over there the day of giving stock up, that the Ani can't switch it from what it was intended. If the people gave it to him to give him money he should have for Sudas Shabbos, or Sudas Purim, he has to use it for that. He can't use it for something else. Mishabura here seems to be passing out like that, and that's a question. Gimel. If I'm not to give him a most Purim, I'll call it Peshat Yad Lito Noistim. Welcome to Shinogo Lito Naflav Akam Noistim. So the first step is, you know, anybody asks, you trust him that he needs. So what's the pshat? Normally the rule is when it comes to stock, you have a right. So certain types of stock, you have a right to be mavar that the person truly needs. Certain types of stock, you don't have the right, but most cases of stock, you have a right to say that unless you're dealing with a situation, the person looks like he's about to die, you really need, you might have to check this out, you know the person's going to. But the average case, he says he needs food, so let's check to see if he doesn't. The person tells he needs clothing, you're not supposed to check because it's an embarrassing thing.
Check behind the scenes or directly to the requester?
No, check behind the scenes. You're probably to see if it's true or not. So the person's situation, he's coming and asking for, he needs, doesn't have what for clothing, so it's an embarrassing situation. You can't extend that by doing your bedika, but in general you have a right to check. But on Purim we don't. So again, that would make sense. If you're going to send the money on Purim, it's given out as not stock of money. It's a whole different concept. It's creating simcha. So it's a different din. It's not a different stock. So there's no such a din of bedika. Welcome, Shinogu Yud. Abir Shaloi Hurgalu Adayim Bekachim. That's not the minute over there. Zad Noisim Prutal Akum Gozel Laniyim. The Mara Ba'atzma Kilo Mekayim Matos of Yodim. Giving the money to the guy Matos of the Yidin is taking away because everyone else is really, the assumption is the money is supposed to go to the Jewish Tanayim. He's giving it away. That you shouldn't do. Now there's Darkei Shalom. Avakim Noisim and Darkei Shalom. You give to the guy also because it promotes peaceful dwelling together with the guy. Dalit, interesting possibility which we don't really grapple with. Now, welcome Shain Aniyim. So, the person comes, there's nobody in the Hatati city, he was an Ani, Baruch Hashem. And Yochala, they didn't have the global village that we have, so you're giving basically to these people in the city, there's nobody in the city who needs it. So, Yochala, Akim, most Perm Shaloy, the Atzim, and Nice to be welcome Shiut. So, you can hold on to them and give them where you see fit to give them after Purim.
This is very interesting.
Welcome Shain Aniyim, Yisrael. Most Perm Shaloy. They've collected it. They don't know who to give it to. Every year I give out $100 and there's nobody to give this year. So I take the $100 and I give it to her wherever I see fit afterwards. To a different city or whatever. And it comes later on. I give it to him. Okay, let's just touch. I don't think we're going to have enough people for tomorrow. So the first point of the Mor says the mitzvah is to have a nice suda, and you only chuyv to eat one meal. Aleph. Suda's Purim Shosah Belaila Lo Yotzei Dechavos. It cannot be done the night of Purim. It has to be done the day of the following day. Mikolvachem Gam Belaila Yismach VeYirbe Tzas Besuda. You should make it somewhat more celebratory the night of Purim. Also, it's a time of celebration, so it should be a lot nicer than just having your normal crust of dry bread for your evening meal. You should have something a little more exciting than that. You read the Megillah by night and by day. So you're saying no, that's not true. It's only by day over here. It's proper to eat something on the night of Purim. He's referring to making it the Suda's Purim the night before. You're doing it on the night of the 14th. Obviously, you cannot do it on the night of the 15th. That's not the mitzvah anymore. But you should have something a little more than for the meal of the night. You had a nice suda shlishi. You should have something nice by night time in the covered porter. It's not a meal. That you have to do more. He should dress nice with nice clothing. The candle should be lit. Should be well lit up house. The table should be set. The bed should be made. You're preparing for the happy day of Purim, the holiday of Purim. You prepare like every you prepare before, and it should be nice when you come home. It should look nice. Okay.